Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 8, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stuve.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about atrocities linked to the Zimbabwean government and the possible adoption of reconciliation processes similar to the Rwandan genocide experience.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about what Zimbabweans can learn from the Rwandan reconciliation efforts.
In 1994, at least 800,000 minority Tutsis were killed by the majority Hutu ethnic group. The killings were conducted by the Presidential Guard, Rwandan Armed Forces, and Hutu militia groups after the death in a plane crash of then-President Juvenal Habyarimana and several other people. A call was made, including on radio, for the Hutus to kill their Tutsi neighbors. This led to bloodshed between April and July 1994.
Yesterday, Rwanda marked 25 years after the genocide, with Zimbabwe's Vice President Constantino Chiwenga among the people who attended the event in the capital, Kigali. Despite the killings, some Rwandan people have over the years reconciled with the Hutus who killed their fathers, their mothers, sisters, brothers, and others.
Can Zimbabweans learn anything from the Rwandan genocide following the massacre of an estimated 20,000 people by the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade between 1982 and 1987? What about other killings during general elections? Is national reconciliation achievable in Zimbabwe?
Yebo hambe zurukandaba kunjalo ke lamhlanje sikhangele udaba lwe Zimbabwe sibe sesifaka khonoko ke okwenzakala kwele Rwanda. Lapho sokuleminyaka engu 25 kumbe ngithi amajuma amabili lanhlanu abantu bekhumbula ke umbhuqazwe owayenzakala kulelo lizwe lapho kwafa khona abantu abang 800,000 abohlobo lwesiTutsi. Abantu laba babulawa ngamaHutus ayecabangela ukuthi amaTutsis lawa yabulala umongameli wabo. Kwakubusa amaHutus ngesikhathi leso. So ke kusuka kuleso sikhathi kwakhanyazana abantu bahlala phansi bakhulumisana bakhumisana umlotha. Kodwa kulabanye lokho befunga besithi vele bangeke bakwenza konoko. Kodwa ke okusokwenzakele ukuthi okuningi kwangkhona kumgceke kakhulu ukuthi abantu abanengi bakhumisana umlotha. So siyabona ke kwele Zimbabwe kulabantu abafika phose 20,000 ababulawa libutho le 5th Brigade lokho kuthiwa iKukurahondi. Abantu babuza ukuthi kambe konoko kwenzakale Rwanda abantu beZimbabwe bangakuthatha bakuhlanganise kulunge yini khona ngapho le eZimbabwe. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lizinodaba lolu. So ke jonga kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Angiyaphila ndoda.
Yeah. So ke sikhuluma ngodaba lolu sibili kule Rwanda. Sibe sihlanganisa lokwenzakala eZimbabwe.
NeZimbabwe ndizo zwo. Chini chese Gibbs unowana chokufananidza nacho. Vanhu vachiti dai atarisa zviri kuita ninge achikopawo izvozvo. Saka ndonyaya iri kutaurwa nevana veZimbabwe vakawanda kuti hongu Rwanda yakaita vanhu vanodarika 800,000 vakaurayiwa muna 1994 zvikuru verudzi rwechitutsi avo vaive vashoma pane verudzi rwechihutu zvakaita kuti vaurayiwe vanhu vanga vachinetsana nenyaya yekuti vechitutsi vanga vakadzvinyirirwa kwenguva yakatirebei saka kubva muna 1990 vakaitawo kuti vaizwirawo rizwikwe vachinetsana muna 1993-94 pakapaita kutaudzanawo kwekuti vanga vachigadzirisana asi vari munguva yekugadzirisana iyoyo pakabva paita kuti ndege yakanga ine mutungamiri weRwanda nemutungamiri weBurundi nguva iyoyo yakadonhedzwawo pedyo neKigali Airport. Zvakaita kuti mangwana acho vechihutu vaive vazhinji muhurumende nemumauto nemamwe mapoka avanga vainawo vachitanga kuuraya vanhu vechitutsi. Nguva iyoyo zvaive zviri nyore kuti vanhu vazive kuti uyu muhutu uyu mututsi nekuti hanzi chitupa chemunhu chaibva chanyora kuti jonga kande miri ukana uri mutwitsi chevachanyora unzu uri mutwitsi kana uri muhuti chevachanyora unzu uri muhuti saka vaiti vakangokumisa vakati tione shitupa voona kuti uri werudzi rupi wokuuraya saka izvo zvakaita kuti vanhu vanodarika mazana masere ezviuru 800,000 vauraiwe vanodarika 200 million vaka amene 2 million vakatiza misha yavo mamiriyoni maviri vakatiza misha yavo vakawanda vakatiza vachipinda munyika dzakapoteredza dzakaita se Uganda DRC nedzimwe zvakaitawo kuti vechihutu ivava pavakanga vazochikundwa manje nevechitutsi vakanga vakurwisawo muhondo yaitungamirwa nevamutungamiri iye zvino ezvewe Rwanda waPaul Kagame vazhinji vechihutu ivavo vanonzi vakatizira munyika yeDRC Gibbs. Umo mangu vachiti vari imomo vanga vakuedza zvakare kudzoka vachirwisa kuti vabvise hurumende. Asi chikuru chiri kutariswa nevana veZimbabwe nevamwe vari pasi rose ndechekuti pafa vanhu 800,000 vanhu ivo vakakwanisa kuzoti vagadzirisana vakagarisana pasi iye zvino izvo vari kurangarira makore 25 makumi maviri nemashanu ekuti hongu takarwisana asi takakwanisa kugara pasi sevana veRwanda zvinove zviri kunzi nevana veZimbabwe ko zvadii kuitwawo izvozvo kuti mushure meguukura hundi yakauraya vanhu over 20,000 matunhu ematevereland nemidlands paitawo kuti hurumende ingotambira kuti hongu zvakaitika totsvaga nzira dzei kuti tigadzirisane vanhu vagarisane sezvakaitwa muRwanda
yenyaya
tiri kukurukura nasi
kunjalo ke baba Chonga. I think we've got videos of the Rwandan president Paul Kagame speaking at the commemoration of the 25th anniversary of the genocide yesterday in Kigali. Let's listen a little bit of what he said.
What happened here? Will never happen again. Our people have carried an immense weight with little or no complaint. This has made us better and more united than ever before. And I'm saying, those who think you have not seen enough of a mess, and want to mess with us, whether they are from here or from outside, I want to say, we will mess up with them big time.
Yeah, loge umnumzana Paul Kagame umongameli wakwele Rwanda ukhuluma ngokukhona kokwenzakalayo uthi abantu akumelanga ukuthi baxozele bayenze khona kokwenzakalayo uthi vela kusoze kwafa kwenzakala kule Rwanda
vada kukuchidzira moto
yeah kunjalo
vanati nadzirwe
yanti yabona
ongi Gibbs. I understand we now have Edward Rwema is a reporter for Voice of America in Rwanda, and I think after a video that is coming now, then we talk to Ed. He's in a rush.
Yes, let's see the video.
You have to remember, because if you remember, it protects like it's like keeping the giving the dignity, the respect to those who died, and then it gives us a pride to those who survived as our generation. When we remember. It protects the young people to keep remembering, to know the things that happened.
In 1994, people died there. It's like walking with them, remembering how they suffered. Yeah, things like that. It's a great day for me.
So that those are two young men, Geoffrey Kalisa and Richie Nsengiyumva. So they were talking to some of the reporters in Kigali. So they are saying they still remember what happened and, you know, how they survived. So now let's cross over to Edward Rema. He is in Kigali. Rema, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Thank you so much, sir. So tell us about, you know, what happened yesterday and today in Rwanda.
Yesterday was the official commemoration of the 25th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. The event was held here in Kigali, and it was presided over by the President of the Republic of Rwanda, Paul Kagame. But before the speeches and the official remembrance, the president and his guests, who included several senior government officials, heads of states and governments, went to one of the Kigali Genocide Memorial, which is called Gisozi. This is a memorial that has close to 250,000 bodies buried there, for them to pay their respect and light the flame, which Rwandans believe is a flame of light. And this flame normally burns for 100 years, which signifies the 100 days that the genocide spent in 1994. You remember that Rwanda lost close to 1 million people, so basically every single day, 10,000 people died. So after that lighting and paying laying the wreath to the dead, they came to Kigali Convention Center, where several heads of states had gathered and other people to listen to speeches, as well as join hands with survivors. Most of them survived the 1994 genocide. I would also mention that Zimbabwe was represented by the vice president of the country, Mr. Chiwenga. Today, there's not so much that happened. There was the inaugurating of the Garden of Memory, so most people know of memorial centers as one where remains are buried. But this time they also introduced something new, which is a Garden of Memory, where people can go meditate and also reflect on what happened in Rwanda 25 years ago.
You know, in those 100 days of mourning, Eddie, many people would think that the flag will be lowered at half-mast, people won't be doing much. Can you explain what happens in those 100 days?
So basically what happens the first week, so basically the week from yesterday until April 13th, that is when the country mourns. It's the official mourning week. So basically all the flags are lowered at half-mast. Restaurants are not allowed to play any music. Only on the radio stations, the only music you listen to are somber music. But after April 13th, then life resumes. But that does not mean that people don't commemorate, because every single week there are people who died, and every single family has a day to which their members died. So throughout the 100 days, people have burials, have remembrance events, have meetings to reflect. But the only week that I would say that things are a little bit slower here in Rwanda, the week of from 7th April to the 13th, that's when everything seems to be a little bit different from the normal days of the year.
Do you think Mr. Chiwenga and his group maybe learned something from the Rwandan experience?
I believe one of the reasons that many people come to Rwanda is to learn, especially after the 1945 World War, when the world came out with that slogan of never again. Something happened again in Rwanda. The Rwandan genocide was the last of the 20th century. People thought that after Rwanda, nothing like that would happen. But we've started hearing stories in Myanmar. We've had stories of mass killings in Syria. You had issues in Mali. So people think that the story of Rwanda is so compelling that so many people believe there's a lot they can learn. And besides learning from the tragedy, there's also hope, learning from what this country has turned out to be. 25 years ago, it was totally hell on earth. But right now, people come here to learn lessons to do with how Rwanda was able to revive itself, to transform and become one of the most prizing countries on the continent when it comes to economic growth, cleanliness, easy to do business, things like that. So I believe there's a lot of countries like Zimbabwe that currently is going into some kind of instability. I wouldn't say that there is instability, but I would say the recent problems that the country went through, I believe if they can learn from Rwanda, they can stop that situation from becoming even worse.
Mm-hmm. And many governments, especially in Africa, Eddie, they are accused of not willing to open up on such incidences. How did Rwanda manage to open up and bring in that forgiveness?
I think it was all about a matter of life and death. I mean, when you have a country where close to 1 million people have died, and then you have a country where you have close to 800,000 people in prison, those are people that would have been the money power of the nation. So the fact that you see that, you're faced with all those challenges, it amplifies you to think harder and say, look, something happened, there's nothing we can do about it, but we have to move on. And how do you move on? You have to move on by accepting the bitter pill of sitting together, either with the people you killed or the people whose victims were killed, and try to sort out and see how you can work together so that you can either improve your livelihoods. Because remember, these people, most of them were killed by their immediate neighbors. These are people you're going to live with every single day. They are not going to go away. The survivors, it's a heavy burden for them. But at the end of the day, they say, we shall forgive but not forget, but will not be let or be allowed to be dragged by the past history. So, and that's the same message that you hear from especially young Rwandans, most of them who are born after the genocide, after the 1994 genocide. When you speak to them, they say, yes, something happened. We don't want to be part of that. However much we know that we need to preserve the memory, but again, we also have to look forward and help shape a country where something like this never happens. So it's something hard. But Rwanda has been able to try to make it whereby they can accommodate both the killers, both the families of the killers and the families of the survivors, and they try to move ahead, but again, not forgetting.
Mm. And maybe because you are rushing a little bit, our last question could be that, you know, it appears as if the Hutus, there are some Hutus as well who are complaining that they are being sidelined in terms of this reconciliation process because they also lost their relatives. So how best can that be handled?
Yes, that's a very tough discussion that is ongoing right now among especially the diasporas or the people who lost their relatives during the war and after the genocide. But when you speak to scholars, when you speak to survivors, they tell you the killings of the Hutus was not intended. If they died during the war, that is not something that was planned. But the killing of the Tutsis was planned, masterminded, executed. So it was a plan that was laid years even before the killings itself started. Mm-hmm. So that is where the difference is. The Tutsis were targeted. Some of the Hutu obviously died. Those who were trying to protect the Tutsis, those who were moderate, who did not believe in the idea of exterminating the other ethnicity, those were also targeted by their fellow Hutus. And also, there's some Hutus who died, especially those who were fleeing to Congo after committing atrocities here in Rwanda. Because you know that Rwanda pursued these people in Congo. And through that battle, I believe there are so many Hutus who died. Those also say we need to be remembered, but again it comes back to the issue of genocide. Who is targeted? How is it planned? How is it executed? It's a plan rather than somebody just dying through a war or something like that.
Eddie, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Okay, bye bye. So that is Eddie from Kigali in Rwanda. So lapho ke lizwile ke uEddie khuluma sibili ngokunengi konoko kwenzakala eRwanda. So siyambonga kakhulu ke ukuthi usethulile asethulile khona. Okwamanje we are joined by one of our another guest, and that is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother Gibbs.
Yeah. So nxa sikhuluma ngodaba lolu ke olwe Rwanda, sibe sikhumbula ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe okwakhukurawundi. Kambe kungenana ngaphi khonapho kona ngombono wakho?
ungena na kuphotha kungani kuyahambelana kancane kwachiyana kuchiyana nje kancinyane kodwa ke konke khonoko nje ukuthi kulokufaka abantu abafayo ngobuningi besipha ngendlela nale abafa ngayo nje khonoko okuphotha kuhambelana lokweRwanda. Into engithanda ukuthi ngitsho ukuthi kulokuhambelana sililo okukhulu kwesho kuthithi ke indlela yakhona njalo lathina njengamaZimbabweni xa sibona konkwana okwenzakalayo eRwanda into zokuthi kuleyinye impilo ngale kwakhona ukuthi abantu bayahlala phansi bakhethe indlela eyodwa yokuthi baxolelane kwakhiwa ilizwe. Ilizwe leliweRwanda seliyakhekile ngendlela elakheke ngayo kuthengisa ukuthi abantu bala ukuthi basebenanzele ukuthi hhayi bayaxola kodwa bengakhohlwa kodwa okwenzakala izolo ukuthi kungaphindi kwenzakale bese bekhetha ukuthi ilizwe labo liye phambili. Nathi njengamaZimbabweans ngabona sifunda isifundo esihle kakhulu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayindawo. So Mr. Gawule is saying that you know, reconciliation is something that is needed. Even in Zimbabwe, what is happening in Rwanda, he says, is really showing that people can reconcile, can forgive, but not forget. Yes, so he says it's very important to actually forgive somebody and be forgiven.
But Mr. Gawule, do you see that same scenario happening in Zimbabwe, that of people, talking openly of Gukurahundi and forgiving each other?
Yes, I see it happening in Zimbabwe. All what we need to do is to open up and really come out with a commission that will handle such issues. And people should come out in the open and really tell the truth and shame the devil. Really, and really bring this Gukurahundi thing to a close. Really, I think that this will help us to move forward as a nation.
Yeah, I think that's true, Gibbs. Let me just
read one or two messages.
Yes, and see what our viewers on Shona Facebook are saying. And we have Zakaria Mbayua. He says, good to be watching you live from Polokwane in South Africa. Then Gumsai Charamba, he sent us his mobile number. He wants us to call him. And Dennis Gorevoto anze ndofunga matutsi akaiswa makona. Even now vakaiswa pakona, they are forced to accept and cooperate. That's what he thinks, that the Tutsis were forced to accept the forgiveness. He says he does not think it comes from their heart.
It was maybe through
If they were forced, but it brought peace to Rwanda.
Yeah.
Yes. And Tina Cosmas Mupozori, no sound, machinda angu imbotamba ine michina zvishoma. He says there is no sound. That's Cosmas Mupozori. He didn't say where he is. And I think that's okay. We have my Nico, who says hopefully Chiwenga learned to stop killing people. That's I think he's saying the Zimbabwean government learned something, since he's representing the government there. Maybe they learned a leaf or two.
Now back to you, Mr. Gawule. What's wrong with the government of Zimbabwe admitting that so many people have been killed over the years by the government? When you look at the Gukurahundi issue, you look at during the 2008 elections and the 2018 general elections as well. So what's wrong with the government saying, okay, we did this, we are sorry? Sorry is a big word, right?
Kids, my brother, let me tell you something. Let's like to differentiate some of these things, especially when it comes to some of these incidents that happened in 2018. I think it's fair to talk about the Gukurahundi. Yes, I agree. And for the government, again, to say sorry about the Gukurahundi. Yes, I agree with you. But for these other incidents, like the 2018 incident, whereby some people were demonstrating, or maybe it was that kind of a demonstration that took place even after elections. Even then, I know, especially the demonstration that took place in 2018. Those elections, my brother, they were elections, they were not demonstrations as such, but some people had a hidden agenda. What happened? Let's put into consideration what happened. People destroyed property, people looted property, and that, those were not demonstrations even then. There were people with the, who were pursuing their hidden agenda, and this is exactly. And what happened then thereafter, I don't think it's something that we can blame the government on, but we blame all those perpetrators of violence and all these all the third group who destroyed property and looted the people's shops. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what I saw. And it was for the government to protect people's lives and property at the same time.
But
what about the Kukuraundi? Yes, the Kukuraundi one. What about the Kukuraundi issue?
Yeah, the Kukuraundi, the government should come out clean and say, we are sorry of what happened in the year 2002. Sorry,
1982 to 87.
Exactly. But remember, there was someone was in charge. Someone who, by that time, it was Mugabe, who was the president, or who was the prime minister, and who was the commander in chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, and is the one to blame. But anyway, let's shoulder the blame as a government to say we are sorry.
But killing is killing.
Yes, Mister. Yeah. Mr. Gaule, that doesn't mean that those perpetrators of violence in 2018 and 2019 must be killed. That's why they are courts. And if you kill someone who comes to steal at your home, Mr. Gaule, they will tell you put the law in your own hands. The same happened with the government. Why should it kill its people? That's why they are police. That's why they are courts.
But I don't think in the 2008 incident of the demonstration, the government had the intention to kill its people. There is nothing like that. But there are some people who, especially those who were taking part in the demonstrations, those people are to blame for whatever happened, not the government.
I think the government, by bringing in the Mosande Commission, in a way admitted that it happened. So I don't think it's worth sweeping it under the carpet. Let me bring in a caller, then we'll come back to you, Mr. Gaule. Hello, Tinem Tereri.
Hello?
Yes, Makadi Baba.
Yebo, Linjan.
Siko. Siya pila mfoyo, Linjan.
Nga tuwe, Linjan, Baba.
Ya pila mkulma lwani?
Ngosindiso mahlangu.
Yeah, mahlangu. Natutabu ngathi namhlanje.
Hey, Mthembo, uyabona ukuthi enza qala ukutsho ukuthi thina singamaZimbabwe. Kuzima ukuthi singathi thina sizakwenza lokho kufa lokwenziwa ngamanye amazwe. Ngwaye ngoba thina singabantu sinje iqiniso siyalibalekela. Ungakhangela into eyenzakale khathesi ema-14. Siyayiphika kwe-divelia yenzakele, yonke umuntu eyibona into eyenzakele. NgoJanuwari abantu bafile ekhaya. Kuplawaye lapha abantu bafile. Siyakuphika konke lokhu yasithi kasikwenzi thina siyi-government, but kusenziwa ngabantu njengathi. So ukuthi le nto yenzakale kudala le kuzokuba nzima. And sizala silokhu sikhombana ngemini kuphela ukuthi uzibani nozibani. Why? Because iqiniso kalikho kithi singabantu.
Pho manje iqiniso litholakala ngaphi mfowethu?
Iqiniso ngithembo ukuthi thina sithembane. Thina singathembana. Bese i-government yona, bese iziletha yona ebantwini. Ngoba ukuthi kuzokuthiwa kulo president, u-president u-president ngabantu. Ngisho kuyokuthiwa yona induna, ukuthi kuthiwe kulo induna, induna ngabantu. But ma yona induna, kungaba ukuthi yona, kumele ukuthi yona yesatshwe, ibe ngubhova. Kusho ukuthi wonke umuntu uzobaleka ngoba lakhathi esingikhuluma kanje, so nxa isilwane singakhala la, wonke umuntu uyabaleka Mthembu. But nxa kuyukuthi u-government yena ngokwakhe engumuntu oleqiniso, akazilethe kubantu. Atsho ebantwini layo ukuthi hayi bantu baphambaniseka lokhu lalokhuya 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 sihlale phansi abantu bezwisisane.
Pho kumele kuqalise kuloko mbani nguhulumente?
Mthembo vele isitimela likhanda. Amatroko wonke lawana abe landele ikhanda, ngeke uhlale lawo amatroko ehamba wena wodwa nje ikhanda lingekho. Ukuthi kuze kuthiwe kule sitimela likhanda. Yena ikhanda lona lingavuma ukuthi likhothamele ukuthi linike abantu umthunzi, labantu bahamba emthunzini ebecashele ukushisa kwelanga, but lona ikhanda lingafuna ukudonza lilodo. Abantu bazabe bona akukho ukuthi abantu bazodonzwa njani ngoba ikhanda lona lidonza lilodo, but bona abathezulu ngoba kugawule bengavuma ukuthi hayi bantu lokhuya kwaphambanzeka, siyakuvuma yini abantu? Asikulungiseni sikuthi njengoba kade sandi bekukhulunywa ukuthi ikhomishini liyanika mhlandle liya yabuye yathi ukuthi amasosha ayiwa wrong. Thina singabantu bezimbabwe naloko sikwala kukhanya thina sodwa, but i-commission yona iphumela ukuthi hayi masotha awuxoliswe ebantwini yebo kambe kwaphambaniseka asechithekile ngeke ezephinde buthe-ke asiseneni thina njengabantu sitshoni ukuthi bantu nxa sokunje kasenzeni lokhu lalokhuya lalokhuya lalokhuya.
Hayi siyakuzwa mfowethu, ungathini lokusasa?
Ngiyabonga mthembu.
Yeah, so Sindiso is saying that you know there's need for the government to actually apologize, to go to the people and apologize and say, this happened. We are very sorry. So he says it's simple to do that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's, I think that's the most important thing. Yeah. And most of the people, since we started covering the commemorations,
yes,
they were urging the government to just
apologize,
accept it happened, and open those old wounds, clean them, and make sure that they heal forever. Yes, that's what people need.
Maybe Mr. Chiwenga will say something when he comes back from Rwanda.
That's
we're not sure what he's going to say.
That's true.
But what he observed and all those things, it could be good to get hold of him and talk to him and listen to
what he thinks.
If he wants to talk, yes.
That's true. Maybe Mr. Gaule, you were still explaining when we cut you short and brought in the caller.
Yes, I was saying, yes, but at times it's not good to blame the government for what has been, for what these other people did, especially the soldiers, when they shot people, especially after the harmonized election. Those people, that if ever there is anyone who committed a crime there, that person is supposed to be punished for that, for killing people, innocent people, innocent civilians.
Now, Mr. Gaule, you see, it will bring us back to 1982 to 1987. The 5th Brigade could just say, or the government would just say, those were rogue soldiers. The same thing with what you are saying, that those who killed people in 2018, 2019 should be brought to book, those soldiers. But they fall under the government of the day.
But those were not rogue soldiers, because that happened for a lot. It was that period when people were massacred in Matabeleland by the 60 Brigade.
Yes.
By that time, Mugabe, you know, he was moving around all parts of Europe there, and with the Queen, with Queen Elizabeth, and whoever there. And he was being supported by the British by that time when he was butchering our people in Matabeleland. That's why I differ. But today, when someone is killed, maybe in some violence in some part of the country here, one or two people, then people cry foul. But by that time, especially the whites, they are the ones who are making a lot of noise about some of these things. But where were they during the Kukuwaundi period?
But for you, you sound like you want to say the other one happened because the government. The other one happened because of the soldiers. But what I'm saying is the government of the day should take blame of whatever happens. Even if it killed one person or 20,000 people, they should come out openly and apologize. Let's hear from our new guest. We have Misty Okeh Mashisa, the Zim Rights Director. Maybe he may answer.
The other one happened.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Yes, welcome, Mr. Mashisa.
I'm very sorry for coming in a bit late, but I think my contribution might add one or two issues. All right, to begin with, if we look at how Rwanda went through its process, it started with the system accepting that there was a genocide.
Mm-hmm.
And that people needed to discuss freely without antagonizing anyone, without arresting anyone, or without making it sort of a taboo that when you speak about a genocide or Gukuraundi, it becomes criminal or it becomes bad. So in our country, talking about Gukuraundi, it started as it's a criminal issue. It was not accepted by the system to ensure that everybody would actually say this is something that would need to be discussed freely so that we can reach a consensus together. So if you look at the steps that Rwanda took and the steps that Zimbabwe is actually trying to take, we are far from where Rwanda is. What I would encourage at this moment is for the government of Zimbabwe to accept that the madness which Robert Mugabe accepted that it happened should actually be discussed freely without criminalizing the process. Once that has happened, you would see that contributions from everybody within Zimbabwe, whether north and part of Zimbabwe or up or southern part of Zimbabwe, it doesn't matter, because this happened in Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe for us is for us all. Whether one person has been killed or 20,000 has been killed, we need to discuss this together. So at this moment, we need a lot of seriousness from the system, from the government, so that the people can start to discuss the issues of Gukurahundi without being criminalized. We've seen quite a number of people being arrested. Even artists, we have come up with some artistic productions, theater or drama or music, being arrested on the basis that they have created something that the system should accept happened.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Machisa. Let's just read some messages that were sent by people. We've got Usbangani Ndlovu, Oti, Ugawule Gacho Pela, Oti, Gukurahundi, Imvova, Umnumzana Robert Mugabe, Umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa, Labanye. So kaphumele egcekeni atshele abantu iqiniso ngakhonokho. Ye kunjalo akhona futhi amanye khonapha mfowethu ama-messages ungabala 102 sibe sesibuyela ke kubaba uGawule siza ukuthi angathini ngendaba lesi.
Ndizo zo anzine mumwe muvunzi anonzi Morgan Hlibwayo anzi munhu uyo muvunzi yekuti chii chakakonzera kuti hurumende iuraye vanhu ava 1986 zvakasiyana papi neavo vakafa izvozvi. I think vari kubvunza
futi vagaura. That's a very big question, but yes. Before doing that, let's take a caller.
Yeah, pane mutere.
Yes, lokukola lapha ecingweni sizotombane. Kunjani baba?
Hello.
Yeah, sabona mfowethu.
Ah, you have from Botswana. Botswana.
Yeah, unjani Nkomo?
Anya phila sewe baba.
Yeah, isikhathi sesithe ubona njani udaba lwalo Nkomo?
Hayi, kubuhlungu Dube. Into eGukurahundi le
ifoni yakho iyaqhumeka Nkomo. Nkomo, ifoni yakho iyaqhumeka. Uyifake ngaphansi kozwani. Mana sikufonele Nkomo, ifoni yakho leza kuphoxa le. Siya kufonela kathesi Nomzana. So there are other people that are sending messages as well.
Yeah.
We've got Themba Khumalo. He says in Zimbabwe there is absolutely a need for a genuine apology from the government, especially certain individuals, including Mr. Mnangagwa, retired General Chiwenga, retired Air Marshal Perence Shiri, former President Robert Mugabe, and others. Those that in government, after apologizing, must step down. So that is according to Themba Khumalo. And we've got another message from Nomthandazo Nkomazana. He says, Mr. Gawule speaks too much. I think maybe he must reduce his rhetoric on some of these Zimbabwean political issues. So, but Mr. Gawule is always willing to come and talk here. You know, this is a platform
for everyone.
For everyone, yes. Yes. And then we've got Ubaba, Umama, Umelodi Kolite Chuma, Utilamin Konan, Lale Konam. So let's go back to Mr. Gawule. So, Baba Gawule, nasikhangele sibili kuya phambili. Sikhuluma ngakhonokho ke okwe-reconciliation. Kambe kungakhunyiswana njani umlotha ukuthi uGawule enje wabulala umna wami kumbe ubaba wami kumbe mina ngabulala isihlobo sakho, singakhumisana njani umlotha, Baba Gawule?
Ukukhulumisana umlotha kukhona sibili ikakhulu. Owakuqala yikuthi ibatela namaqiniso, bethi ungatela namaqiniso, iqiniso laziwe, omunye onguyoni leyo avume izono zakhe. Ngokuvuma kwakho ebese ecela uxolo, ufika ekuthini abantu bakhumisane umlotha ngenxa yokuthi omunye laye uyabe evuma izono zakhe, evuma lokho kubi akwenzileyo. Njengakhonoko okukhona esikukhangeleleyo ukuthi alibanxa abantu bengaba lethuba lokuthi bakhulume ukuthi hayi kwaphambaniseka laphana kwabanje abantu labo bazizwa behloniphiwe abantu, ikakhulu ngokuthi umabanye baxole bathi hayi kwaphambaniseka kwakuyisikhathi lesana esinjengalesana isikhathi esili hayi sasikhangelele ukuthi sithi kodwa sasikhangela kwaphambaniseka abantu bayakuzwisisa khonoko kodwa-ke kungakhanya ngani yinto yokuthi yingabomo oyokuthi into yakhona akula muntu othi sorry akula muntu othi kwaphambanisa akula muntu oxolisayo akula muntu onanzelelayo ukuthi abantu khonoko kuba yinto ezwisa abantu ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba into le imele ikhulunywe iphele ukwenze ukuthi lesizukulwane esilandelayo into le ingazihluphi
ngoba
iyaumele ilungiswe abayibo abakwenzayo abakhona ngakathesi ngalesi sikhathi.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Gawule, sicela ubambe khonapho ngayikhatshana. So what is saying is that there is really need for reconciliation and the government should actually apologize for some of those atrocities. So I think we've got a caller.
Hello, tina mutereri ndiyani ari parunhare? Takasimba baba, ndiyani awo?
Ndivashumba kusouth africa.
Ndivashumba kusouth africa, upenyu huri sei? Ndizvozvo, hanzi kwese kune kwaunenge uri unenge utori kumba kwako nokuti ndopa wakutoona kuti ndarara papi.
Ndakatoona kuti uri kutiza kune mafuta anopisa kuri nani tichiuya kuno kumoto.
Moto.
Kuri nani unogona kumanga kuti dakadakuka zviri nani pane kuti tione mune mafuta.
Aiwa ndizvozvo. Tipeiwo mashoko enyu pamusoro penyaya tiri kukuru kurai.
Ndiri kuradziwa hangu neakuru vamina vachitaura rurimi rwechindevela. Akuru vanorwadza munda kunga havatozivi kuti takaurayisa vanhu mutanho yezikura hundi iyayi handirika ndicho chimwe chetezvo chakaurayisa vanhu patanga hisendisitini akapa vanhu pakasvika pakubvunza kuti short sleeve nemusizinga meziva iyayi handirika the same reason yakafira vanhu kugura hundi ndiyo imwe chete the same reason iyeyo yazourayisa vanhu kugoratira futi and the same people vakanga vari in the forefront ndivava vangati ye mugabe ndati nawo someone was saying mugabe anga ari kuna kwina aikasiye patani yakuraona kunoku so itinezvi mugabe wakuedera so ndinezvi vanga varipo vacho ndivavo ndo vakara varipo kubhizinesi the same thing hurikuitika mugabe paanga asipoene zvaapo that the same thing hurikuitika futi saka inezvi matumira futi uyo wamatumira kuekuta anoona zvekuitika murwanda kwacho waenda ukoyo the same person futi hapana chanongobuda kana kawani there is nothing chatingaspinda kumazimbabwe until tazobazobvuma kuti okay fine ngapa chiita maelections ari normal kwete kuti like zakaitika last year takuti after the coup aita normal coup yangenikachona nebofu kuti this is the coup totinga kumaelections or elections dzekudii nokunga unga ungagona kutikizana nemunhu wadhuva munhu nehondo ungagona kumuzika kumira unless the runs after the coup ye kubva kwanzi asina kupinda pakuu ndokukutidzana vari vaviri it was going to be fine even right now pangati apapo ndingapa cho reconciliation yebhaka zvakaitika that time yedhukura hundi netime yemuramba anozona muramba tsina that's the same thing tine rutre government isina kana chainomboona hapana kana munhu ari kumberi kundomhanya patikuita chete advantage yatakaiona ndeyekuti mazimbabwezi akwanisa kudzidza time yamugabe iya vakagona kuzvishandira ine zvinoona kuti munhu anga ari ticha akuita nebasa raasina kumbogara adzidzira noda upenyu hwawo hwakaoma hwakakwanisa kuitwa negovernment yanga iripoye basi takaona kubva kuna mugabe takaita chinhu akaisa chivindi if I tell you now kuti ndangashandisa basa regomucha kunyibe surprise but now right now I'm driving trakino matazi andina mugura ndakatsvira kuti ndingazviita muupenyu uzandibvita zvokuti ndinahamanzataura ndikubvaka matazireseka kuti iwe rodriva takunotenga here but I'm doing so because of ndakamutsva zvizvinhu zvakaoma namugabe netaniyi ndinocheta zvetakatisa namugabe takaitisa navakomana yavo but munhu anochinga kutaura ari mumadhebheleni makafanhu 20,000 akira chamuri muzva ari kuita nzvese kuti vane dhebheleni anotinomutani
vagaule regaitinzwe kuti vagaule vanogona here kupindura ipapo vagaule amene munokwanisa here kupindura kana nerurimi rweshona kana nechirungu pane vashumba vari kutaura
ndivapindure nerurimi rwavo
ndizvozvo
vashumba ndinokunzwaio zvamuri kutaura but hamusi kuziva zvamuri kutaura muri kurasika musingarasiki guguraundi yakaitika regai manyepo wokuti vanhu vakavambamunangagwa ndiva vakakonzeraisa izvo mugabe ndiye angeri prime minister ndiye ari commander in chief masoja kana ichiinda kuna kuna mission ndiko ku DRC iko ndi commander in chief Mugabe chai chai ndi aisvika pa 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 masoja pa pa yona benzi rato ichisvika kuti hindai kunoita basa ende Mugabe chaiye chaiye ndiye akakonzeresa zvinhu izvo sei muchi musingadi kuvhuma kuti ndiye Mugabe akazviita izvozvo ndiye ande achitonga nyika iyi ndiye akakonzeresa kupfa kwavanhu vanhu vacho vane pasi pasi pake ndiye akapiwa maorders kuti vaite izvozvo ndisei muchitiza izvozvo vamwe vanditi ndiye ane chikonzera izvozvo nhaye
Mugabe vashumba ipai vagaule mukana vataure
ende ivamwe nhaye Mugabe aripo echinzwa kuti vanhu vari kuuraiwa iye prime minister akagara kuHarare uko echifamba navarungu navana queen eti vanhu vachiurayiwa echiziva kuti vanhu vanourayiwa sei wakazitendera izvozvo sezvo iniyo ndikona masimba kuti muchinyepa kuti ndivavanani ndivanani vachikonzeresa izvozvo manyepo I come from Matabeleland, I know everything. You were not there. I was there when the Kukura Wundi was doing all that.
Asi vagaule vagaule pane vamwe vai Thank you so much. Regaiti mbozo wa Machisa. Let's bring in Mr. Machisa. Wa Machisa munoti ione nyaya iri kutaurwa.
Ndinotenda chose ndiri kuda kukumbira kuti kana tichidiscuss kana tichitaura nenyaya yeGukura Hundi, let's all be calm and remember that we are discussing a very serious issue. Chinhu chinonzi Gukura Hundi chinhu chinochemedza munhu wese zvake. And ndoda kustressa point yekuti Gukura Hundi was a collective damage. Haisi yekuti tingati munhu wani vaive paground nevaituma zvakangofanana. Saka let's not put a blame pamunhu wani. It is a collective damage yakaita kuti tive ne genocide years. That's number one. Number two, regai nditaure ndichiti ndaandichinzwa tsitsi nhasi ndichiverenga munewspaper kuchinzi hurumende iri kuda kunokompenseta mawhite commercial farmers. I have nothing bad with that. But let's also look at things that trigger zvimwe zvinhu zvidiki diki izvi. Compensation yevanhu vekumatebeleland nevekumidlands inogara ichitaurwa muprocess yenational healing. Let's try to invest a lot of resources munyaya yeGukura Hundi tibve taitanga nekupedza. I'm sure the reason why we have the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission is simply because there is realization yekuti zvinhu izvi zvakaitika. But let's put resources, time, and a lot of materials in making sure that we have started and closed nyaya yeGukura Hundi. I can assure you, kana tisina kuinvesta maresources, tisina kuinvesta materials yedu, netime yedu, nyaya yeGukura Hundi ichatora another generation. So at this moment, it is important for us to say, for Gukura Hundi to come to a closure like what Rwanda did, what should we do? I'm not saying let's not compensate our white commercial farmers, but there are certain individuals, there are certain thousands and thousands of Zimbabweans who would need that compensation as well, without looking at what happened in 2000. But if you go to 1980 up to 1985, you would see that there are a lot of people who are suffering today, and a lot of challenges that we are realizing even today. Vamwevana vatozivi kutesa hama dzavo kuti dziri kupi because of Gukura Hundi. And what we need now?
Thank you, Mr. Machis.
We need to invest resources, we need to invest time, and we need to invest anything that we think can put closure to Gukura Hundi.
Thank you. Regai titore tine muteereri, ramba yanyu muri parunare. Thank you, Washumba. Tinotendawo nekupinda muchirongwa. Regai tinzwe muteereri aripo kuti ndiani. Hello? I think quite a problem. Okay, shaona watafona zakari, but let me just read a message from Muzi Mube, who is the organizing secretary of MDCT in North America. That's MDC led by Mr. Tokozani Kupe. He says, in Rwanda and South Africa, we saw the Reconciliation Commission sentence perpetrators to jail. In Zimbabwe, the problem why the government doesn't want to admit is because the head Gukurahundi perpetrators in Zimbabwe is President Mnangagwa himself and his ZANU-PF cronies like Robert Mugabe, parents Shiri, Chiwenga and others in top government. It seems these guys are only afraid to go to jail for crimes of humanity. That's it. And then he went on to say, if it is... or if it was Mugabe, let's have Mnangagwa arrest Mugabe for Gukurahundi atrocities then. That's Muzi.
That's Muzi. Yes. So I think our caller is back. Yes. Hello, caller. Kunjani, kuna vitu gani?
Hello.
Hello, kunjani baba.
Ni David kubotswana, ndinoda kutaura.
Kutaura baba. Kulumani baba.
Eish, hai, haja dzangu dzanyanya kuwanda. Minoti ndichapedzera nguva ininge yaende.
Itaura iti nzwa asitirungo kupai 30 seconds kana hasha dzakawanda dzikazobuda nemaoko atidi.
Yeye ndaida kuti mundi batsiro kuti wagaule wapindire mubvunzo yese iri kubvunzwa tichiterera nekuti vaterera vari kubvunza mubvunzo asi haisi kupindurwa. Right, umwe wacho wandinoda kubvunza ndiwe kuti wamugabe wacho wakafa here. Handiti wari hurumende yavamunangagwa iri kuti chiinawo. Kana vamugabe vaine mhosva ko hurumende yacho iri kuti chiinawo, ngavaise muchere zvine hurumende iripo kuti tizive kuti hurumende yacho inogona basa. Please, itaye kuti wa baba wapindire mbunzo, wapindire mbunzo yese iri kubvunzwa nevateereri. Please, please.
Yes. Vagaule, zvinenge zviri kunzi mupindiro mbunzo kuitira vazvinzwire vega, taurai zvenyu.
Hello?
Hanzi nababa vari parunhara avo vari kuBotswana. Hanzi vamugabe vachiripo, kusei hurumende yavo Mnangagwa isiri kuvasunga.
Unosunga sei munhu akaita samugabe anomuziva here Mugabe? Ngaatsvage chimbotsvaga kuti the latest yamugabe ari kuona se achembera zvisingaiti kuti even iwo ukamutora uchiminisa kujere even Mwari anokurova anokupa punishment yakaomarara sterechi nemhava kuti Mugabe akwegura atopera kwasara chete kuti mweya ubude chete asi munhu wekuti unongoti
vagaule regai tinzwe vari kupindura baba vari parunhare. Taurai zvenyu.
Hello.
Taurai tinzwe. Manzwa vari kutaura hanzi vamugabe vachembera, saka kuti usunge munhu achembera kudaro hazviiti.
Ngavadaidzwe vapindure nyaya iyoyo, kunyange vakataenda mujeri asi tiuda kunzwa kuti mhinduro yavo inoti chii panyaya yekuhundi.
Thank you so much. Matizita ndiani?
Ni David kuBotswana. Ende hadizi kuti bumbiro remutemo wekuZimbabwe rinoti chii kana munhu akapara mhosva, nekuti paakapara mhosva iyi vanga vasina kukwegura.
Uyabotswa Sibilu Fereche.
Ndizvozvo, regai tigonzwa kuti kumberi uko zvinoita sei. Hanzi mazano marayiranwa, pamwe vanga vasati vazvifungawo, vatonzwa kwamuri.
Baba akakwanisa kuvadaidza wabva wabvunza futi ko 15 billion yakaendesi nekuti nyaya iyoyo yakazongonyararwa.
Thank you so much, Mkoma David. That's Mkoma David. He's bitter.
Very bitter.
Yes, he says, I'm too angry to go there.
So, Baba Kaule, njoba abantu bebuza sibile uzilumbuzo. Upendulile kwa lapo kesishona kota, abantu bafuna ukuzwa ngesiNdebele. Lina liti umgabe wabulala abantu. Kota umgabe ukhona namhlanje, udla amabele, sikhuluma kunje. Indaba engabotshwa uhulumende kaMnangagwa. Ngoba abantu abaningi bathi uMnangagwa nguye wayicobodisa abantu kulapho. Akubaphendule sibili bakaule.
Umgabe okuliqiniso yikuthi umgabe nguye owathumela iGukurahundi ukuthi yebulala abantu eMathebeleland. Umgabe nguye wayecubulala uNkomo. Umgabe njalo nguye umuntu owabulala abanye abantu babemuva bonke laba abanye sibabalayo uTongogara labanye nabantu. Umgabe vele ngumbulali yena.
Kodwa umbopeni phela nxa limcabangele.
Khonoko umgabe vele futhi ekwenza khonoko umgabe. Abantu khonoko abayakwazi njalo kwakungala muntu ongampisa. Mana ninika isibonelo ngithi ukhona umuntu ongabe ekhokhela ilizwe ezokuthi abantu bayabulawa ngamasosha akuyekele kuqhubeke phambili kuye phambili kuyinto kakhona kuze kuqeda isikhathi kubulawa abantu bezifikelelo nalo likhona ethuli engakhulumile ukuthi nakwakusenziwa ngabanye abantu wayekuvumela njani khonoko kusenzakale.
Yes, siyabona phela endaweni ezinjengabo Rwanda phela abantu bakwenza khonoko baphozelwe ejele baphakathi sibili So kuna linga mtata limpoze lipaka tilova eze kulile kulani kuna.
Luana vile unkulu unkulu wake mweza mbona lae ngezono zake zimeza zinzayo ambodi ya tizo mchona lelo kwa jia kanya nanichoku ikumkasameza ngenze lae vile kwe ya lela ngae mbuswe ni ngenze lae vile ese lupele tenye njana hiko nkubona ya upele haza waisa katika wakuchona kwa mse wakuchate tuate zile chile mbona ngane aayi kati kuma ya
Yeah, Mr. Machisa, can you chip in here? You know, why is it that some people, you know, let me put it this way. There are some people who are claiming that, you know, even Mr. Mnangagwa is responsible for the fire brigade massacres. But going forward, what can be done to solve this crisis? You know, it's a big issue.
Yeah, I have indicated from the beginning that it was a collective damage.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not exonerating the sitting president. And what I am saying actually is for us to have to put this issue to rest, let's all be serious. I hear that, and I agree, mm-hmm. that even if Mugabe is very old, when we put together our minds and say let's have political will to ensure that we have put to rest this thing. It's important for Robert Mugabe to be part and parcel of this discussion because he was part of it. And he is also the one who can actually offer some remedies to it. So mm-hmm. it is very important not to leave anyone, including Robert Mugabe, even if he is, as long as he's able to speak, it is important for him to be part and parcel of this discussion. And for us to be able to come to a meaningful conclusion, we need to put to invest in a lot of resources, but most importantly,
mm-hmm.
political will. And let's be genuine. Let's be genuine. And if we say we want to discuss this without criminalizing, without arresting anyone, without intimidating or harassing anyone, it will actually come to an end because the people of Zimbabwe would actually say, if we have started to discuss this, the remedies that we are going to be putting together are the following. And these are going to be coming from the people of Zimbabwe.
But Mr. Machisa, do you know of any politician who is genuine?
Well, it's not about being genuine, but it's about showing political will, making sure that this can happen without throwing spanners or without trying to hide behind a finger. Look, I'll give you an example. The vice president went to Rwanda to witness a very important day because the Rwandans themselves realized that there is a process that needs to be genuine and frank political will, frankness and political will are those ingredients. So if that can happen in Zimbabwe, we will see President Kagame coming to Zimbabwe to celebrate with us because we will have invested a lot into it. But it is with the political will. It starts with being genuine, and it starts with being not criminalizing the process. The problem that we have in Zimbabwe is that we are not genuine with this process. Let everybody start to discuss this without criminalizing anyone.
Paka umaye papo vagaule ndikumbira hangu ne rurimi rwa mai mashoko enye yekupesera zvinhu zvamungakurudzira tichitarisa kufakwe vanhu kubvira muna 1980 kusvika pari nhasi kwese kuurayiwa kuvanhu kuri kunongedzwa kuhurumende kuti zvingaitwa kuti zvigadziriswe
izvozvo zvinoda kuti zvicharise nehurumende kuti vanhu vataurirane zvataurwa nataura kuti tizina kusina kucriminalizea vanhu kuti vaone tione kuti kwakanganisika ngepati ndiani akanganisa ihurumende here kuti chii chaitika izvozvo zvigadziri kuti remangwana zvingaitiki zvinhu zvakadaro.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kaule, and thank you so much, Mr. Machisa. I think we are coming to the end of our program right now. We thank all these people that joined us tonight. The problem is that we don't have any extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Would have wanted some extra time.
But you can because you can bring in Mr. Gaule and Mr. Shumba.
Yeah, and this reminds me of the bees at PF. We'll talk about that some other time. So we thank VOA reporter Edward Rema, VOA Central Africa, and Mr. Philippe Gaule, ZANU-PF member, And we also thank Mr. Oke Machisa Zimrights for actually joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Tisinga kanganwe, batere rivese, vanga wakatarisa chirongwa, vachitera chirongwa, niva kwanisa kupinda mchirongwa, tadimora zvakanaka. Studio 7 denyu, tobata na mangwana, jonga, kandemiri, ndo starangu.